She ate watermelon for days on end. No one else could comprehend. "You are what you eat," her mother said, but she never let that get to her head. Peeking politely, pushing them out, she ate and ate, ignoring her parents. They said, "This is your worst merit." "I'm out of line," for the millionth time. It was a sign. But what else could she do? She was turning and changing faster than a speedy, spontaneous shadow. What ran through her veins was not blood at all, because she was in for the long haul. Where blood once ran was now seeds running straight to her heart. It met her watermelon needs. The vine had a bind of my time, wasting away as I was changing. Fast flowing fluids, bump, bump, bump. Ba-bum. Her skin was pink like the watermelon meat. Her striated green stripes mimicked a watermelon. Her heart was puffy, pillowy, and pink. And it was seeds which bumped into each other and went clink. Ba-bum, ba-bum. But what could she do? She was growing, generating, turning greener, and she could not stop. Her mother said, "You look like a watermelon. Soon you'll pop." She was big as the earth and soon to grow more, rounder than a basketball, so they searched for a cure. Time was ticking like a bomb. Will she stop changing, mutating, and altogether aging? The theme: take advice from those who have learned.